big was it overall just to get the first 2 points in your mind to start off this four-game road trip?
We're looking to build confidence everywhere we possibly can, and the road is a place that it's a tough building to play in, and good that I thought we were better in the third than we were in the first two. So a good confidence building start. When he played the way he did in Chicago, you know you got to get a guy like that back in within 7 days, 7-8 days at the most, because then he's starting from scratch all the time. He played so well, and he played just like he did tonight. He made some great saves, and he just plays well when you put him in the net. So that's great for our team to know that feeling that whoever's in the net they have confidence in, and I'm happy for him. It makes the Chicago win even better now. Probably not.
How'd you feel about your team's defensive game?
I thought it got better. I thought most of the wounds that we had out there were self-inflicted. I thought, we do some fun things with the puck at strange times. But that's part of the learning progression for us, and I think more than anything it's part of confidence. That when you feel that you can just play your game and you don't have to do a whole lot more than play your game and have success, then that's been one of our goals, was to get that kind of play out. You don't have to make the rink wide through seven guys pass when somebody's there 10 feet. Just put it on this tape and be comfortable with that. But I think we're getting closer to it. I felt in the third period when we were in our end, it felt comfortable. That at the very least, they got some shots through. We did a really good job blocking shots. But if we got some shots through and they had some great tips, they've got great hands and great sticks in the slot, maybe better than any team I've seen. They knock stuff around. That beats you. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. They make a good play, and you move on.
Well, do you know your buy-in for your team in small steps, like what you're describing with a defensive game, or a big picture, like everything combined?
I guess a little bit of both. We feel that we've made some pretty good strides in some small areas. So we've made big gains in small areas. There's still a lot to cover. But it's not that they don't know it. I don't want to give you the impression these guys don't know anything. It's more, we're going to do it this way. So it's what we want to our team to look like. And I'm talking about the players and the coaches. What define what the Winnipeg Jets game is. And that's going to take a long time to do. But they're making big strides in the small areas that we've talked about.
So is your record 8-2 ahead of the curve? Or where would it fall in terms of your...
This is going to sound really funny, but almost insignificant to what we're trying to do. It wouldn't change the path we're on if our record was different. Clearly, we've been making very small steps in small areas if that was the case. We wouldn't have won a lot of the games if they hadn't committed to the things that we're doing. But the first, we had two goals here, make the playoffs, but more importantly, build a foundation that we all understand. A game that when somebody asks a player, what's the Winnipeg Jets game, that they all have an answer, and I'd like it all to be the same, so they have that understanding.
What would you like the answer to be about?
Well, the coach is still learning here too. We're big and we're fast and we're young. And we want to use that. What I'd love to be able to see is we're patient, but not misconstrue that word ever, that we're sitting back. We're going to be a bit aggressive with our size and our speed. But when the puck's in our end or when the score on the clock isn't in our favor, that doesn't change what we do. We make adjustments. We change maybe stylistically sometimes, but we don't change the foundation of what we do.
Something we've seen for a number of games now, you're still getting your first real look at coaching them, but the battle, the compete that Mark Stewart showed out there today.
And you're right. I mean, that's the same game that he's played every day that I've seen. Now have a far greater appreciation for the role he plays in our room, for the leadership he brings. And most importantly, how much he's appreciated by the players, because they all see it. They all get it every night. I mean, his name gets yelled for on our bench in a positive way more than any other player, just because he works so hard.
Similar note of the impact Michael Frolik has had since you put him on that line, a little and lad.
Well, it makes so many good decisions with the puck. So little and lad, a tremendous amount of pressure to be, with Brian being our leading scorer, to generate all the time. The problem is they're playing against the best, and they're either drawing the best or the best checker. If those two guys don't play a smart game, they're in trouble, and the team's in trouble. I mean, one of our big problems here was goals scored by the top end of the other team, their best player scoring against ours. And Frolik has allowed them to remain offensively
competitive, but be much better defensively. Just the way he manages the puck, what he creates, the reads off, not necessarily mistakes of the other two, but maybe offensive aggressiveness of the other two. He pulls into the right hole so nothing happens. So he's been a nice addition there.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.